Hey, so today is Canada Day, eh? Yeah, it's good stuff, man. So today, Canada Day, we're going to celebrate Canada Day by singing the national anthem. Well, I won't sing it, but we'll get someone to sing it here. We're going to have some back bacon, some poutine, and some other Canadian stuff that they like, you know. Good stuff. What else? We're going to have, we're going to celebrate, the Winnipeg Jets coming back to Canada. Yes, team's out and about right now. Of course, we were home to Battlestar Galactica, the new one, the good one. And, of course, we also did, other series on sci-fi, except, of course, Farscape. That was done in Australia. We had the Winter Olympics 2 years ago. That was good stuff, man. And, you know, we have Toronto, but, you know, that's a septic tank itself. But we had some great professional wrestlers, of course, and then we had one bad one, you know, like Chris Benoit guy, unfortunately. But we have Chris Jericho. Lance Storm, we got Christian, we had Edge until he retired, we had Bret Hart until he retired, so we definitely can kick some ass. So all you Americans will say, Canadians can't kick ass, you're a bunch of hosers, yeah. So stop being out and about this time of night, go home, go to sleep, and be prepared for a full Canada Day. So, yeah, it's good stuff, Canada Day. Yeah, I can't do a good Canadian accent, can I? I can do an Australian accent, that's for sure, but Anzac Day was a few months ago. A British accent, you know, I can do a good British accent. I can even do a Cockney accent. All that seems more Australian, though. Fair enough, that stuff. So today is the day we all celebrate Canada. Hooray for the red, white, and, well, red and white. So we salute our brethren up north, in the great white north. Does anybody remember what that is reference to, if I can say it right? Of course, there are great Canadians. You got Mike Myers, you got Kiefer Sutherland, you got a bunch of them. And of course, there's Bryan Adams, which the Canadian government did apologize for Bryan Adams, but it is not enough. I want Trish Stratus and Trisha Helfer, both, at the same time. You get that from me? We'll accept the apology for Bryan Adams, okay? Trish Stratus, Trisha Helfer, both at the same time. You do that, we'll accept the apology for Bryan Adams. I will even consider it if it's just Trish Stratus. You know, Trisha Helfer is kind of busy right now. Trish Stratus is retired from professional wrestling. Did the Tough Enough, but her schedule's opened up a little bit, so she might be able to fit a little bit of bouncy, bouncy, horizontal bop stuff in, you know? So today is Canada Day. So go out and celebrate with some Molson, some maple syrup, and some Canadian bacon, and watch the Bret Man Hart WWE DVD. I watched Battlestar Galactica. And, well, since that seems to be all for now, I want to tell you folks to go home, you hosers. Stop being out and about this time of night. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.